So, hospitals part three. As I was saying, still haven't had this tissue typing test done. And it's now for 5 months since this was suggested by the doctor. So, getting kind of frustrated with it. As I say, at the point I'm at now, I haven't been tested. It's just a blood test, as far as I know. We basically take some blood and send it away for tests. I haven't had a test done. None of my family have had a test done. I'm at the point now where I'm going to have to bring my regular hospital back and say, right, you wrote this letter, but are you aware that my family aren't registered at the same GP as me? They live in a completely different part of the country. You know, is the letter you've written going to be sufficient for them to get the test? And how are we going to collate the details when they'll be coming from three different GPs? Because the letter said... The letter even said you can send the details to the regular hospital, or you can send the details to the hospital doing the operation. So what if one GP does one thing and one GP does the other? You know, not very sensible. So I basically spent a lot of time chasing up various hospitals and GPs trying to get these tests organised. As I say, I'm in two minds about even having this operation, so my motivation to get it organised isn't great. Because I'm kind of putting it off because I'm worried about the operation. So, and I bet there's a lot of patients out there who may not have even done anything. They might have gone back 3 months later to the hospital where I'm going to have the operation. If they were me, they could have ended up going back there, travelling a long way to get there, then saying to the doctor, and then when the doctor asks them, saying, oh, well, yeah, I still haven't had these tests. And I decided I wasn't going to travel there without having these tests done. There's no point, because that's what the appointment was about. It was about talking to me and whoever whichever relative was which might turn out to be a match. So if I don't know who that relative is, there's no point in going to the appointment. So they put the appointment on hold. But at the moment, I think each hospital thinks the other hospital is sorting it out. And so nobody sorted out anything. And what I've also noticed about the whole process is that when doctors write to each other, they write to each other on paper, as far as I can tell. It's still all done on paper. It seems to take an incredibly long time for these letters to get there. As I say, my consultant referred to me to the other hospital in he wrote a letter in June, and early June, and I didn't get seen till the end of August. So I think the whole and I didn't get the appointment letter till quite late on in August. So basically, does the process of the letter getting from one hospital to the other, it being read, somebody then deciding that yes, I should be sent an appointment letter, all took, over 2 months, which seems ridiculous, really. And as I say, well, I mean, I get the impression that often the letters are sent, certainly at my GP's, I think they're sent on paper and then somebody at the GP surgery scans it into the computer. Anyway, and I think in this day and age, can't these things be done electronically? Wouldn't it be possible for doctors to email each other, with these letters? Or, their secretaries to email each other, just it would make things so much quicker, surely. Because it's just at the moment seems to take so long for letters to get through, and also what's written in them, often if you do get to see it, you actually think, well, that's not totally accurate. It's either inaccurate, or you feel like there's some important information missing from it, or whatever. So I get really frustrated at this process. As I say, I don't quite understand why in this day and age you can't have some kind of centralised system of medical notes and, I say, doctors being able to email each other, about patients and so forth. And I know that the general answer to this is always data protection, but I'm not sure that sending letters in the post is actually any more secure than an email. Someone could intercept an email, but somebody at the post office could, or Royal Mail could intercept a letter if they really wanted to. if they pick up a bunch of posts from a hospital, they could get it through and go through it and open it if they wanted and find out all sorts of information. I'm sure that obviously they got caught, they would get sacked and so on, but it doesn't make it that secure, really. So, and I think the whole system just seems crazy. And yeah, if, as I say, if the right information isn't included in the letter the first time, there's a whole back and forth. For if information needs to be passed back and forth between two different hospitals, it it just seems to take forever, and I'm getting rather frustrated with it. And my whole feeling about, let's say, the organisation of this operation is that medically, I'm quite happy with the people who could be doing it, but organisationally, the words "couldn't organise a piss up in a brewery" come to mind, and it makes me worry about whether I'll get the appropriate follow-up appointments scheduled at the right time and so on, if I did have the operation.